மனதின் அடிப்படையில் வந்து நம்ம முயற்சிக்கிறோம்.
அதனால
நம்ம நேர்வழியில் போகணுன்னு விருப்பப்படும் பொழுது, பொய் சொல்லணுன்ற ஒரு சூழ்நிலைக்கு தள்ளப்படும் பொழுது, குற்ற உணர்ச்சியாக அது வந்து தவிர்க்க முடியல. ஆனால் நான் விரும்புறது நேர் வழியாக இருந்தாலும் பல சமயங்களில் பொய் சொல்ல வேண்டிய சூழ்நிலைக்கு தள்ளப்படும் பொழுது ரொம்ப குற்ற உணர்ச்சியாக இருக்கும்.
தி க்வெஸ்சன் இஸ் நவ் I want to be in the straight path. However hard I train myself, it is not possible for me to place myself without guilty. I have to follow the path of the world also. Sometimes I will have to lie. But I know I should not lie. So what is the remedy to it now? That's the question. To answer this, we go to 16, chapter 16, 97. Chapter 16, 97. Whether you are male or a female, the verse starts with the gender-free application. You are a male or a female, don't differentiate. Whoever does good deeds, believing in the best manners, I believe in my manners, I believe in my quality, I believe in my good conduct and behavior. Knowing that, it gives me comfort to my heart, and that God knows my heart. Definitely God visits my heart and sees what is there in it. Whether the conduct and behavior, your quality, is in approximation with the God's quality or not. All my conduct and qualities should be God's quality, His names. He is most forgiving, merciful, whether I have the quality or not. I forgive the people, He forgives me. He gives me forgiveness when I say, forgive me, He gives forgiveness to you so that you can use it on others. If you want to be forgiven, you forgive others. Be my servant. I am giving you my qualities. Use it on others. That's it. When I get angry, calm down. Because you don't wish God's anger on you. So he will not be angry against any person. When you want providence from God, you provide others also, guiding them to a good life. If you want God to be generous on you, you be generous on people, don't become miserly. Don't become stingy in your hearts. Before saying you want to do a good thing, that means you know what is good, that is quality. It is not a quantity. It's not in visible form and shape. Good means abstract. Totally, it is involving the behavior and the quality of a person. Involving myself into it and making others also involved in this quality. I am prayerful now. When I am speaking to you, you must absorb everything and let it become your nature, in oneness with your nature. It's becoming your nature and in oneness with your nature. Your nature is having good qualities. But we changed it to evil qualities. because we believed only in the worldly things. We don't believe that He will create for me. There are dams we have built up and full of water. We believe in that. We don't believe that God will send down rain. And now God sends down rain, you say enough, 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 enough. Now you believe in God or you believe in the dams and your technology and your efforts to save the water and your strongest belief that you can prevent any disaster, and you have disaster squads also to act again, to confront the nature, to beat the nature out. Is it possible for you? No. You cannot beat the nature, you cannot create the nature, but you have to live in the nature. The nature was created, is being created by God. According to your wish, the whole heavens and the earth is created for human beings, not for the other species, not for any other creation other than man. Is it true or not? We know it is true, but we have to keep asking questions, why and how. Unless you ask these questions, you will not be definite whether the heavens are there for me, or the animal, for the animals also, for the trees also, for the plantations also. We will never come to a proper, clear understanding. So what is not clear to you, you are not to follow, and you cannot follow also. Sooner or later, when the situation demands, you will give in to the confusion. There you start receiving the trouble from whatever you have spent. Don't act by way of confusion, but do the deeds with clarity. Without asking a question to yourself, why and how, it is impossible for you to get to the point. Unless you have the clarity, you cannot stick to your qualities. Must be a clear proof for me to follow the straight path, and clear arguments, definite arguments must go on inside of me, asking questions why, how, what, when and where. So when I am asking a question in me, only God answers me, no one else. Because I have certain knowledge, with that certain knowledge I am having only confusion. I don't want to be perplexed with this confusion, but I want to tread a path in which there is no error, in which there is no confusion. I want this path. I want to be free from any doubt or suspicions about my own way of life. So this is how you take to the straight path. You want to be wishfully apply yourself to the straight path. So whether you are a male or a female, 1697, whoever believes and does good deeds, when you want to do a good deed, a deed is there, qualities attached to good. A bad deed I can do, a good deed I can do. The good and bad, one is you have to wish by heart. Another is you can do desirelessly, seeking the worldly pleasures. With your knowledge, if you can do certain things as good, it is not good. By wisdom, you wish something good should happen by way of your work, definitely God comes to your help. So I want to lead a good life now. Are you not leading a good life now? No, I want to lead a good life. Because, as he says, I have to lie here in this world. I have to go against my own conscience most of the times. So I want to lead a good life. Unless from his help, I don't have any other help from anyone else. I must receive from him. Unless I receive the help from him, there's no way. So whether you are a male or a female, believe in what you want. everyone wants a good life, a better life than what they are living right now. So the next moment must be a better life. This wish is the good one. And he will give you the wisdom to appreciate the life for you, to realize your life for you. Definitely he is going to create a situation around you that you need not lie. He will join good people with you so that there is no situation about you that you have to lie to survive in this world. There is no need to worry, no need to fear about it when you believe in God, because he is the creator of situations. But we correct the situation. Always have friendliness with the people who are like-minded. Don't follow a celebrity, don't follow a popular person, don't follow a person who is being praised. We will not follow these people, for we believe all praise be to God. We will not follow anyone as our model in this world, but we will follow the qualities of a man, because it is God's quality. If I am calm and I am propounding a state of life that involves quietness and calmness and serenity, that means I have some qualities from God, I am espousing it. In this world, your life is a test, whether you keep remembering me or not. When you will remember me, whenever you are faulty, because of that, when you harvest your reap and you are not able to avert the distresses and afflictions you have cast upon yourself because of your evil deeds, you turn to God for help. So all the time you seek yourself, because all the time you have to live with the people around here. You will have to lie. Don't worry about it. As long as you remember me, I am taking you into my fold, and it is my responsibility to remove the evil and bring good out of it. You are eating food. You have all sorts of wastages, poisons. But who removes it? By way of your stools, by way of your urine, by way of your sweat, by way of your breathing out. Who removes all these poisons and wastages? He. So you do good deeds, but as long as you remember me, be assured that I am here to remove the evil, and you will reap only the fruits out of it in the good manner. As long as you remember me, all the evils are turning out to be good. As long as you remember me, you don't have to have any guilt conscience, because I am the one who forgives. I will not forsake you as long as you remember me. As long as you don't disown me, I will remember you, I will be very near to you. Don't have to have any guilt conscience when you remember me when you are doing a wrong thing, whoever. Whether you are a male or a female, 1697, whoever does good deeds, because they believe me, I will turn all their evils into good. They repent for what they are doing every moment. I am here to correct them, correct their deeds, to make them reap only the good out of it and remove the evil. As you are eating everything that I am, removing the wastages from you and give you good health, this is how I can help you. This is the greatest help you are receiving from your God. So as far as possible, try to remember me, because I am guiding you. I am guiding you to the right people, I am guiding you to the right way. So, in due course, you will not have any situation as to lie and go against my order. This is why we say you must have the devotion, piety, bhaya-bhakti is most important. I am always doing a wrong thing, he always does a good thing for me, removing the evils as dirt and wastages. Even in my food, as I am advancing in my righteous path, the food is removed of its dirt and wastages even before my eating. The moment I touch, it becomes a pure food, not after eating. He removes it. I am grateful to him for what he does. So even before I touch the food, even if it is spoiled one, it is turning out to be good for me. So from food, I am not going to suffer diseases forever in the future. I am believing now. So make good of your conduct. You are responsible for what you do, especially whether you have a good thing in the mind or you have a bad thing in the mind. Keep the qualities pure. Keep the qualities divine by remembering him all the time. I want his help, that's it. Not after you have entered into some distress, you will call him. Definitely you will call him whenever you are in deep trouble. You want to find a way out, but I don't. Now you will definitely call God. Not at that point of time. Even now you can call him. He will answer you readily now, but not then. When you got caught in deep distress, now you are calling him, no point. Call him when you are normal, call him when you are hale and hearty, praising him for what he has done to you. So those who are showing their respect and thanks to God, he is well appreciative of all of you. So remember when you are hale and hearty, and no point in remembering him when you have got into distress. In this way you do good, keeping good in your heart, all the best of qualities you want, that is the good thing. I have nothing against you. I am not showing my pride over you. I don't want to suppress you. I have no envy on you. However much you are raised by God, all praise be to God, I will value you as a product of God. And I will pray for you that you increase even further, because you are on the road to success. So I have to encourage you. I will not discourage you. These are the qualities. You be with the God, God will not make you low down yourself, but he will lift you up. He will guide you towards a better glory than the other person. Each one is meant for a glorious life in this world, created for a glorious life in this world. You mean what God means about you. You will never be let down, so that you will go lower and lower down. Because you use your knowledge, the worldly knowledge, physical knowledge, without mind, you are getting destroyed by the moment. If only you feel that what I have in my heart is important, that is unseen, I cannot appreciate it with all my five senses. It's not a palpable figure. I wish from him that he will create for me. The next moment is to be created for me. It is not stale. It is not uniform to all. It is different to each. The same air, one has got stuffed nose, another has got sneezing, another one is having a beautiful breathing. The same situation. Why so much of difference? So, in my vicinity, the situation must change. The climate must change. The environment must change. You have no sway over it. You cannot change the environment. But you can wish for it. So God is there. If it is not possible for you, why do you wish? Where from the wish will be realized? The very fact that I am having my wish in my heart is sufficient that what is not possible for you is possible for God. You are calling someone's help when you are wishing. You are seeking somebody's order to be creative around me. That becomes the nature's climate, suitable to me all the time. So I believe in my creation that unless the Creator helps, this creation will not work. Unless the nature is conducive to me, the nature is changing, I have no liveliness in my life. The nature is stale and steady. I am dead already. It must constantly become lively. So how to do good things now? Only wish for it, that's all. You cannot do physically. Your material knowledge is dying knowledge. Your physical knowledge does not give you any value because it is dead. What you wish for is the wisdom above knowledge, and the wisdom will create for you. Whatever you possess will be renewed with renewal of its life, and it will be definitely be positively helping you, serving you all your life without defect. And furthermore will also come from your Lord, because you are believing Him. Understand clearly, when we wish something in our heart, that means I have no means towards it. He alone knows. That's the meaning. Or any other meaning is there. If you desire, go and get it. It is not possible. Then remove it. Why do you keep it in your heart? It is not possible. But you want it. You wish for it. It is only from me. So where is God now? He is the one who is ruling your chest with His will and wish, a command from Him. So there is none but Him you will turn to. You will not turn to your knowledge, the worldly knowledge. The same knowledge is with everyone. This knowledge will go only by the physical products. The producers, through physical means, without the aid of heart. Only your brain is functioning. Like animals, we can live in this world without heart. But you are created a human being. You cannot become an animal. If you don't want to become be a human being, then you will be reduced further lower than any meanest creature in the world. So fear your future. It should not be the meanest, but it should be the highest valuable life for all worlds to come. It must stand as a model before the world. Coming to 1697, whether you are a male or a female, believe. Believe in what is given to you. The wish and command from me, my will is there. You will live in this world all alone, with only with my help, and you don't need your own help also. In that way you believe. If you think that you can do something good for you, you have forgotten me. Always fear when you do your duties with your hands and legs and with your mouth. You do some service to you, service to others. Definitely it is evil, without remembering me to guide you in every breath of yours. Follow me. in every action of yours, whether you do it with your hands and legs or with your mouth, you are serving yourself. Without remembering me to guide you, don't do anything. In the back of the mind, you must have that fear that you must be guided. In the back of your mind, you must have this, oh God, guide me. I am lying, oh God, guide me. Remove the evil part of it. Remove the wrongdoings. Remove the error in it and give me the benefits of the tiniest evil, just the tiniest good things that I have in my mind. You increase its produces. A small seed is giving plentiful grains. Likewise, I have a small seed of good nature in me. With that, I am coming to the people for my survival and for their help also. But I have only worldly knowledge, which is detrimental, which doesn't have any quality for life. So I am going to do a bad thing. Now I remember him. That tiniest small seed of good thing that you have in your mind will be harvesting like anything. Believe in that. You don't have to have any guilty conscience because you have done a very bad thing. As long as you fear him, as long as you believe that he will guide me, he will remove the evil part of it and he will better my qualities in me, with which I have started something, but it ended up very badly because I used all my physical knowledge. You don't have to worry about it. That is the reason why you have to be pious and devoted all the time. Because you do only wrong thing. Because you use the knowledge, the physical knowledge. You live with the people who are living physically. And you have to adjust with them. The adjustment is telling lies to make them believe certain things. I am a believer, but I have to make them believe. I have to tell him only this, I will help you, don't worry. I will return your favors, whatever you have done to me. It is my responsibility. But in the back of the mind, I am saying you are responsible for it. If I say God will give you, he won't listen to me. He doesn't have that knowledge. If I am so powerfully using all my logics and reasonings behind, which he is unable to understand, definitely we will have the parting ways. So I have to tell the lie, posing myself before him as being responsible for whatever word I give to him. The word of promises that comes from me, he believes that I will do, but in the back of my mind I am seeking his help. He doesn't mean that because I am telling him that, believe me, I will do it. In the back of my mind, I know who will do it for me. But for him, I am doing it. I am returning the favors to him. Don't have any guilt conscience as long as you remember God more. So train yourself to remember him more than imagining things and supposing things using your own knowledge without his help. If I bring his help, I won't go farther away in my knowledge so as to lose myself in the process. I remember him more. I know that I am doing a wrong thing. I am speaking a wrong thing. But I am mindful of God's providence, guidance, his mercy, forgiveness. Definitely, he will not forsake me as long as I lose myself remembering him. Definitely, God is all attentive to your soul, all attentive to your heart. He is well appreciative when you are thinking about him, and he is nearer than your life pain now. Coming to 1697, whether you are a male or a female, belief. I have to be with you. I must be with you. I am with you, but you are far away from me. Come back to me, remember me, I will be nearer to you. In this context, read 2.186, chapter 2.186. When you remember me, you have to be obedient to me, you are my servant. You will use my qualities in your life when you are living with your population. So you become my servant. My servants keep asking me where I am, why I am not helping them. Without my help, you will not be surviving now for all your evil deeds. Allah's answer. Do you think you are serving on your own? You are breathing and you are removing your wastages from your food and water and air that you are breathing. And it is me who is helping you now. Who is guiding all your digestion in the appropriate manner so that you live like a human being without any disturbance now, as of now. Even if you are suffering, definitely still your life is more powerful to sustain you than the disease that afflicts you. So I am nearer to you, but you are far away from my remembrance. Come back to me. Be grateful to what you are living today. Be grateful to the health that you are still preserving despite the mounting pressures of your disease and the afflictions. The seed-like small health that I have given you is overpouring the mountainous pressures on you. So be grateful to that part of life that you are living today. How the health maintains you, overpowers the diseases, and makes you think that you must be freed of all the disease and grow in health better than how you are ever before when you are not afflicted by diseases. Will you follow the divinity so that you will not be a deprived person? Your mind would not be corrupted into confusion. Depravity will be removed from you. The divinity will surround you. Fill up your heart with the purity from His word. You will be able to believe that pure words from Him. Do not worry, do not grieve. That's it. But we are worrying about our future. We are grieving over our losses. We are sad now about our inability. So all the past, present and future, you are drowning in sorrow. Don't sorrow. This is the word of Allah. What more do you want? Who is speaking to you? But you, unless I get the relief today, I will not come out of my sorrow. But Allah says, don't sorrow, you will get out of it. That is the belief I want. Believe me also. Now I am giving you the health to survive. I am giving you the fighting force to withstand the diseases. Will you not show your gratitude to me for all the things that I am giving you now, which you have not earned? You are sorrowful of about your future. Definitely it is not in your hands to regain your health. It is in the power form. It is in the process of creation for you. Unless He creates, there is no life for you. You are causing so much harm to your life force that you are feeling ill. That ailment makes you think that you will grow in your diseases even to a worse situation, and you are fearing that even as if it has come near to you. Now you ask where God is, why He should make me suffer like this, even while He is surviving you. Even as He is surviving you, sustaining you, maintaining you, giving you the order now with will and wish that you wish for the beautiful future ahead of you, even as He is surviving you, sustaining in your nutrition, sustaining in your life and life force, and giving His command to your heart that nothing to worry, I am here. I am the one who is making you survive even now, not you. While you are fearing your death, while you are fearing your destruction, I am sustaining you in growth. So, try to think and start believing Him from this moment onwards. God is there to help you all through your life. As He is helping you, that itself is sufficient proof. There is no need to argue against if God is there or not. When you are believing in the worst things that is to come in your future, it is not happening like that. Either you are maintaining or you are improving. Sometimes improving, sometimes I am losing my health. So shift and turns are happening. Good and bad turns are happening. All depends upon how much you believed Him, how much you called on Him, and how much you disowned Him, and how much you dismembered yourself from His help. So these twists and turns and ups and downs happen in life, because when you are so much down, you believe Him. When you come up, you don't believe Him. You start doing your own way of living. Then you come down again without knowing what is happening, who is helping you, who disowns whom. God has not forsaken you. You disown Him because now you have some energy. You think that you can come up in life all your own, on your own. And it is all based on how much effort you put in, how much physical, that sort of painful life. Physical life is a painful life. How much pain I am putting into my life, how much pressure and the efforts I am putting into my life is important for my upcoming. No, you will be painfully, disastrously struck. When you cannot move, you call God. When you can move, you disown God. This is the way how you go up and down, up and down, up and down. There is no stability of improvement. On the improving scale, you must start believing Him, appreciating Him, and give your thanks to Him, and is fully appreciative of your thanks to Him, when you are giving thanks to Him. So be a man of gratitude. Now the servants are asking me where I am. I am very near to you. I am surviving you. I am sustaining you. I am improving your health. I am giving you the wish, I am giving you the hope, I am giving you the belief about me. So much I am talking to you with such nearness that even your life is far away from you, I am nearer than your life pain. This is what Allah says about Himself. Allah means the none but Him, the one to whom you should surrender. There is none but Him that you can look up to, and you can look forward to a new life, best life ahead of you. If you are worrying, if you are sorrowful, that means you have forgotten God. If you remember God, no worry, no grief, but peace will remain. Enter into the peaceful life wholesomely, removing your worries and removing your fear and removing your grief over the losses you had suffered in the past. Never worry about the past, don't be sorrowful about this moment, and don't fear tomorrow. You can do nothing, you can only be fearful, you can only be sorrowful, you can only be guilty of what you had done, and you cannot change anything, the wrongs that you had committed before in the past. But you may be thinking, what sin I had done in the past. Even if you are made to know this is the sin that you had done, you are not going back and correct it and come back again to this present world. You believe me, I can undo the past, present and the future. From the entanglement that you had placed, the whole of your life situation, I will remove it, I will free you. So I am nearer than your life vein. If you call on me in the way you should call, definitely I answer the call. Call on me in the way you should call. You can find me answering your call. So how will you call me? Help me, that's it. And in the way, none but you, that is the way. I am not associating partners to you to help me. You created me all alone, you created me the entire universe all alone. You have not taken my help or the help of the people. So to deliver good to me, I will not associate partners to you. I will not seek help from anyone other than you. This is the way to call on him. Now I will answer the call. When you have removed the associations to me, when you don't set up partners to me, that you can believe other than me also. When such is your heart, definitely there is no answer from me, because you will attribute all good things to the false gods that you had invented, or to the people who have helped you temporarily with vested interests. So call on me in the way you should call on me, definitely you will find me answering your call. So believe me alone, seek from me alone, then you will be rightly guided. And if I am rightly guided or not, how I can ascertain? I have no guilt conscience, because I believe him. When I believe him, he sets my path right. When I believe him, he sets right all my affairs. And when I believe him, there is no need to suspect him if he would forgive me or not. I believe him, he will forgive me. Will he forgive or not? So where is the question of worrying? Where is the question of guilt conscience? So I am not at all guilty, because I know I am guilt. I am not at all sorrowful, because I know his help is near. I will not fear as long as I am nearer to him. Is there any need for your emotions to develop over peace when you believe him? So believe him and do the righteous deeds. Come back to 1697. Chapter 1697. Whether you are a male or a female, believe. And now do anything you want to do. I will make it a righteous one. I will make all the deeds justifiable, 100%. Even if you know that you have done a 100% wrong thing. Believe me. You do all evil things and you develop all the evil nature, develop the diseases in you, and you are wholesomely a bundle of diseases now. You can't do anything. Whoever you had gone to seeking help, the doctors, they increased your diseases, and now totally the diseases spread and you are waiting for your death. But now you are calling him only, help me. no other one you are calling. When even in that dire situation when you are calling him, can't you call him now even as you are doing a wrong thing? Will you not correct it then and there? Now you will believe. You do anything you want, believing him, you guide me. I am speaking to you, asking him to guide me. So there is nothing to be proud of now, when he is guiding me. There is nothing to be worried as to the results, as to the outcome of it, because he is guiding me. So there is no guilt conscience, as long as I know my own guilt, my own shortcomings, as long as I know my own faults, which I am not able to correct, but I believe him. It is his responsibility, it is his duty. Even now I am surviving because of his pardoning, because of his mercy, and because of my remembering him all the time and him alone. So he is answering my call when I am doing a wrong thing, giving a wrong speech. I am remembering him, he is guiding me. He is answering my call. I will not be brooding over anything other than the wish and command of every good thing he has delivered to my heart. I don't believe in anything else. So where is the question of me being punished for what I am doing? So what's your question now? We will guide him to the divine life if you do this. 1697. We will guide you to a divine life from this moment onwards, so that you will not suffer anything other than what I had destined for you. What I have destined for you is the good things that you have in your mind about your future, present and past. I want my future to be good. I want my present to be steady. I don't want my past to pursue me. Past is past. It cannot chase me. Present is here. It will steadily improving. Tomorrow is in his hands. Definitely I will be delivered of every good from him. So it's a beautiful life ahead, and full of fragrance. He is going to reward me from all my deeds, the best of them all. All the evils will be removed as vestiges. As I am taking my food, the vestiges removed, and only the life force is now absorbed into my system. Likewise, in the entire cosmos, my deeds are, the good deeds are absorbed into it, and all the wastages will go down the drain. So there are wastages in my food, in my water, in my air, and the wastages are removed. In my deeds also wastages are there, that wastages will be removed. The evil will not strike me as long as I remember him. Any questions now? I have given you two verses, 1697 and 2286. Any question now? About our life, any question? This 1697 and 2186 is sufficient. So enter into a peaceful mode now. Another verse, chapter 2, 208. Enter wholesomely into peaceful mode. Your heart must be steady in peace. Because I believed him. Don't follow the confusions later on thrown by Shaitan. You did this, you harm others, you even killed him. Because of your envious nature, somebody is suffering now, because you gave them promises and he decided on those promises about his future. Everything is gone because you failed in your promise. So much you had done. How do you think that God can help you? So, Shaitan will put leading questions about your past intelligences. Don't answer him. Don't try to convince him. He will drag you further and further and further, so that he will make you forget Allah and make you remember your own sins, so that you can be drowned in your sins, losing faith in Allah. Don't follow the footsteps of Shaitan. That is, don't speak to him when he is putting leading questions. Don't answer him. Only one word: God will help me, that's all. God will protect me. God will pardon me. God will be merciful on me. He will be kind towards me. That's it. I believe. And now God listens. You are true. You are called on me. You are so near to me. I will answer your call. Shaitan is driven away. You have not followed these footsteps of Shaitan. How you are following the footsteps of Shaitan is answering him when he is putting questions against your own interest. I want to be pardoned, but he throws questions at you. How can he be pardoned? He is suffering still. He can guide them. Whoever is suffering because of my deeds, and I can be guided by him. He is for him, and for me also it is he who will help me. So is Allah's answers. So when you are answering rightly, Shaitan will go away. So you decide about the godliness in you. His forgiveness, if it is there, you possess the godliness. If you believe, more mercy also will come. If you believe in mercy, no doubt that you are entering into a peaceful life. All your life, you enter into peaceful mode. Never follow the footsteps of Shaitans. He is an open enemy to you, because he wants to pull you down when you want to raise yourself up. Knowingly, don't keep answering. You are answering Shaitan. That will lower down your spirits of belief and faith. Faith means being faithful to God. It is an intense belief or extreme belief. Is faith. Faith is being faithful to God. For what he is doing today? He will do only good things. You suffer the ailments also. You have the good things also inside, good health also. God provides you good health, but you suffer. Why? If God is going to kill you, he could have killed you earlier. Why should he make you live? Because he wants your repentance, that you don't believe enough in God. Believe him more and more. Strengthen your belief about him. So you show your faithfulness to him. That is faith. God appreciates your show of faith. Ever appreciate you of it. So these three sentences, verses sufficient for you. So that you will never grieve over the past things that has escaped your interest. You will not be worried about your inability today. And you will never be fearing tomorrow, because you know future is in his hands, not in your hands. In every possible manner, in all the three tenses, definitely Shaitan will come to you leading questions that will drag you down from the level of your heightened spirits. All the good deeds?
Wastages go down the drain.
Removed.
Good deeds are absorbed by the...
Good deeds are absorbed into your system, in and around you. Your mental health, your physical health, and your spiritual health and the health of your climate around, the environment around. Everything will be created all in you. You are a new creation in every breath of yours when you are believing in Him. You are old creations as long as you don't believe in Him. You become in a downward trend and your life will be in a miserable condition. So all the time you believe Him, that's it. Whenever you have some wish, not whenever, all the time you have your wish in you, all the time remember Him and do what you want. He will guide you with your good nature. You will be a respectable person. You will exercise utmost patience so that you will not allow yourself to be demeaned by others. You are deemed to be good, prosperous and bountifully endowed so that people will dignify you. That is the endorsement from God. Any questions?
You go deep, you remove evil thoughts from you.
How do you do good deeds? If you do good deeds, how do you do good deeds?
First, you don't have any association with
Him. Remembering Him alone.
Yeah.
I am doing a bad thing, remember Him. I am calculating all evils against another thing, another person, remember Him. Forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness.
That's we need not worry about how to remove the evil thoughts from
me. Yeah, we need not worry about what evil we do, how much we are able to do. You are a disabled one when you don't have holiness in you. That is God's feel in you. God is always with us. Only we don't remember. We remember mostly us, the evil things. We remember God less. All the good things are removed from us, minus from us. That is for your bodily health, right? For your survival, before taking a breath in, not only food. In the breathing is the message that we go against. The lively message comes from God with the breathing. That becomes my feel, wish and command. In every breath is His command entering. And always receive the command faithfully. Show thanks to Him. Give thanks to Him. Every single breath is with His message alone entering into yours. He allows that message to enter through the air. In the air is His message. That message has got beautiful things. When that message comes to me, I am surviving. Because of that message, whether you like it or you don't like it, the message is ingrained, becomes inherent, so you have to survive. When I remember that and start showing my faith to Him, then He delivers you a new liveliness. And the longevity coupled with the liveliness is the best thing that you can. As long as you remember Him. In every breath, all the good things I am remembering. When I am speaking to you, you listen to me, right? If you turn the other way, that you are not respecting me and I lose interest in you. Likewise, whenever I am having a breathing, it is not an empty breathing but full of message. You corrupt the message with your knowledge, whether you can do or you cannot do. You cannot do anything about it. It is He who is going to create that for you. Believe Him. Show your thanks to Him for giving this order, command, will and wish upon me. So you are clear now? Life is easy, blossoming, ever progressive, without any finality. So enter the bliss of life, unending, infinite life. வேற என்ன கேள்வி? இதே போதும் இல்லையா?
என்ன?
Instead of saying how I will solve the problem, how I will stop creating problems. How I know? You know all things. You are all wise, all knowing. That's it. There should not be a word called I. You. Capital Y. You. In every person, there is this wisdom that there is a God. Every person will understand. Even the atheist, you ask them, who created you? First they will say parents, then they will say nature. Who created the parents? Nature. Who created the nature? There is one above. That's it. They believe that. It is easy to make them understand, make an atheist to understand there is God. And it is the toughest thing to make a religionist to make him understand this God. Because an atheist has disowned all the imagined gods created by you. Now only thing is a spark is necessary who has created the entire universe. There is a force above. That force is God. That's it. Because only the human being can go with his mind, travel into space, crossing the barriers of the universal boundary. I can enter the space, I have a spacious heart here. Unless you enter the space, there is no spaciousness in your heart. I am bounded by my knowledge. Break open the boundary. You get past the boundary of your knowledge. There the spacious life starts. My knowledge is limited. My knowledge is restricted. My knowledge is constrained. I cannot live within the sphere of my knowledge. So this is the sea of knowledge, and on the border of the sea of knowledge is the sea, ocean of wisdom develops. So stand on the border all the time. Don't enter into the confines of your knowledge. Stand on the border, live in this world and live in the next world also. That is tomorrow. So always travel along the shores of the two seas. One is the sea of wisdom, another is the sea of land, physical knowledge. One is the sea of the land, another is the sea of heavens above. So always aim high. Aim means what? Don't use your knowledge, that is aim. Aiming means I am well confined within my knowledge. If you physically you want to do anything, tomorrow is unseen future. It is to be created to favor your nature, each one's nature individually. The heavens and the earth are created every moment for each one. You are living in your world, everyone. Then if I am living for others also, my boundaries are expanded. So I can invite people here. Whatever I have, they can also grasp it, because that is the work of God, not mine. So you have an expanded heart. So each one has a sphere of his own creation. Evil for evil, good for good. So be a believing person. Don't believe you, that's important.
But always remember me. Me?
I?
I? Or men or material?
Or we? Religious groups.
Me, men or material? Mm-hmm. Forgetting the past. Always remember me, I or men or material.
And that is good luck. I may believe only in you. Best wishes. You want good luck or best wishes? Keep in your heart to remember him all the time, forget you. Forgetting him, remembering you all the time. He will not even remember you, he will remember everyone else to help you. That is the most destructive form we will be led to in the final moments of our life. When you forget him, there is no life for you. But you will be thinking you are leading a good life, material life. All the materials will die. With that you will also be dwindling down, decimated to nothing, to dust and bones you will be reduced. இது இப்போ எதுவும் கேள்வி இல்லை எதுவும் கேள்வி இல்லை இன்னிலேருந்து வாழ்க்கைக்கு ரைட்